Slide 12. According to the NCVHS report, the four basic functions that a unique patient identifier must support are 1. Identification of an individual. A. For the purposes of delivery of care, diagnosis, treatment, blood transfusion, medication, etc. And B. For administrative functions. For example, eligibility, reimbursement, billing, payment, etc. 2. Identification of information. A. Identification and access to patient information for prompt delivery of care during current encounter, coordination of multidisciplinary patient care services and communication of orders, results, supplies, etc. B. Organization of patient care information into a manual medical record chart or an automated electronic medical record for both current and future use. C. Manual and automated linkage of various clinical records pertaining to a patient from different practitioners, sites of care, and times to form a lifelong view of the patient's record and facilitate the continuity of care in the future. And D. Aggregation of information across institutional boundaries for population-based research and planning. 3. Accurate identification functions to provide timely access to patient care information and disidentification functions to support the protection of security, privacy, and confidentiality of patient information. And 4. Reduce healthcare operational cost and enhance the health status of the nation by supporting both automated and manual patient record management, access to care, and information sharing.